Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's October 26th, 1942, and the title is Turnabout. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger.
With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's trouble on the trail ahead! Hi-yo, Silver! Hi!
On a rocky mount overlooking a ravine, a masked man astride a white stallion and an Indian who sat apaint reined in their horses abruptly. Below them, kneeling by a crude waterway carved from the nearby creek, they saw two men. One of the men held a pan which sparkled as he sifted it under the hot sun.
One of those men is Hunk Masters, Tonto. The sheriff thinks Hunk may be the one who robbed the bank and killed the guard in Colby last month.
Why him not rest, Hunk?
He hasn't been able to prove it, Tonto. Well, if Hunk was responsible, he's taken good care to conceal the $10,000 he stole.
That plenty cash.
Yes, and it's all paper money, which is scarce in the West. If Hunk tried to pass it in these parts, they'd nab him in a minute.
He maybe take money out of state, change it for silver.
Perhaps. There's one clue the thief can't escape. One of the notes, a $100 bill, is torn and taped across the back. The bank teller remembers it.
Oh, Tonto Savvy. Him get torn note. Catch him crook, huh?
Either that or they can trace it to the bank robber, Tonto.
Ah.
I wish we could get closer without being seen. There isn't even a shrub for concealment.
Kimosabe.
Yes?
What them do with Pan?
I'm not sure. But if I thought there was anything valuable in that ravine, Tonto, I'd say they were prospecting.
Meanwhile, down by the waterway, Hunk Masters and a man called Cole examined intently the wet soil they'd sifted into the pan.
What'd that tell you, Cole? It's gold.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. You eastern dudes wouldn't savvy gold dust if it sat in your lap.
How much would you say this vein was worth?
Well, I don't know, but I'm thinking once we start digging, it'll add up to a tidy sum.
Yes. Are you sure Ben Hastings doesn't know about this gold?
I tell you, Cole, nobody knows about it but me. If my horse hadn't stopped at this here waterway for a drink one day, I wouldn't have known about it myself.
Seems funny, a man not knowing there's gold on his own property.
Well, Bun must have washed some of the yellow dust up from the ground when he built this waterway.
Well, I'm satisfied if you are, Hunk.
Now you're showing sense. Let's get back to town and talk business.
Yes. Get up there.
Get along there, Cayuse.
From the rocky slope nearby, the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched the two men ride toward town.
They seem to be in a hurry, Tonto.
If
Hunk found anything worthwhile in that waterway, he won't rest till he gets it for himself.
And what we do?
We'll follow them, Kimosabe. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
Riding into Blue Ridge, Hunk Masters and Cole hitched their horses outside a cafe and went into a back room where they talked privately.
Hey, that's a mighty slick scheme you just proposed, Cole. That'll be like taking candy from a baby.
Maybe. What makes you sure Ben Hastings will sell his land?
Sell it? Ben would give it away, even if he didn't need cash. Farming that land is like trying to get milk out of a dried-up cow.
When will you get the money?
I got it with me now. There. $1,000.
Folding money, eh? It wouldn't be part of the cash stolen from the bank in Colby, would it, Hunk?
Maybe it is and maybe it ain't, Cole. It ain't for me to say or for you to get too curious.
Sure, Hunk, I... Say, one of these notes is torn and taped across the back.
Well, what if it is? It's still good, ain't it?
Yes, but...
Stop worrying. This job will be a pushover.
I hope so.
Now, if I was to pass this folding money myself, well, the sheriff would be sure to suspect where it came from. But you're from the East, where this here paper's plentiful, Cole. Nobody'd wonder where you got it.
It seems to me I'm taking all the risk, Hunk.
What do you mean?
If this money is traced, they'll jail me for holding up the bank.
It won't be traced. Ben Hastings won't have it that
long. And another thing. I'm not putting my head in a noose for anybody.
Your head in a noose?
A bank guard was killed, Hunk.
What are you getting at, Cole?
1/3 share of the gold isn't enough.
Ain't enough? Well, you low-down coyote. Ain't I the one who discovered the gold? Ain't it my money we're putting up to buy the land?
Sure. But my brain did the planning. And if it weren't for me, you'd be afraid to pass the money.
How much do you want?
Half.
It's a deal.
Good. Let's have a drink on it.
Oh, you're talking. Yeah, blast it. The bottle's empty.
Two more liquors, barkeep, and make it fast.
Well, remember, Hunk, when you introduce me to Ben Hastings, mention that I'm a wealthy Easterner interested in buying land out here.
Yeah, don't worry, Cole. I know my part by heart.
Come in. Set him on the table, barkeep, and leave the bottle.
Well, here's to you, Cole.
Here's to us, Hunk, and the pot of gold.
Yeah, the gold. Can you imagine the look on Ben Hastings' face when he finds he's been cheated out of his land, the cash for it, and the fortune in yeller dust to boot?
On his farm, not far from Blue Ridge, Ben Hastings struggled vainly with his plow to harrow the rocky, crusted earth into soil suitable for a crop.
Come on. Oh, pull up there. That's no use, Tess. I just can't do it.
Oh, you mustn't give up, Ben.
What's the use of fooling ourselves? I've been trying to farm this land for a year now. I can't make it yield even a crop of tomatoes.
There must be something we can do.
Oh, Tess, there's nothing. I thought when I built that waterway from the creek on Saul Lister's place to ours, it would freshen up the soil, make things different. But it hasn't.
Don't be so bitter, dear.
How can I help it, Tess? Bringing you all away from the East to this forsaken farm as my bride? I've failed you, Tess.
No, Ben, you haven't failed me. You're the best man a wife ever had.
I should have known when my folks died and left me in this place it wouldn't do. It didn't make a farm out of my paw. It won't make one out of me. All his life, he was a hired man, helping other people make a success of their farms. Yeah, looks like I'm cut out for the same.
Now, I won't let you talk like that. We'll have a farm of our own yet. You'll see.
We only had some money. $1,000. Then we could buy a piece of that rich bottom land from Saul Lister and really make a farm.
I told everyone I know in town that we wanted to sell our land. Maybe we can get the money that way.
Who'd be fool enough to buy this old place?
Well, you never can tell. Folks from the East are coming to Blue Ridge every month. Maybe...
What's the matter?
Nothing, Ben. But there are two men riding up to the house. One of them looks like Hunk Masters.
Hunk Masters? What's he want?
I don't know. They're stopping.
Whoa, there. Steady.
Howdy, Ben. I do, Mrs. Hastings.
What brings you here?
Ben, shake hands with Wayne Cole.
Mr. Cole just flew into town from the east. He's one of them rich brokers you're always hearing about with nothing to do but spend cash.
Well, there's more to the brokerage business than that, Mr. Masters.
You aiming to settle in Blue Ridge, Mr. Cole?
Yes, I am.
He's hankering to buy your farm, Ben.
What? Buy the farm? Tess, did you hear that?
Indeed, I did.
Oh, I guess you haven't looked at the place yet, Mr. Cole.
On the contrary, I went over it with Mr. Masters the other day.
And you still want to buy it?
Of course he does, Ben.
Mr. Cole, I never cheated anybody in my life, and I don't aim to start now. This land's worthless for farming.
You misunderstand, Mr. Hastings. I'm not a farmer. I'm a retired businessman. I came west because of my wife's health.
You mean you'll buy it?
Of course he means it, Ben.
The air out here in this view from this hill will do my wife good. And I'll pay you a fair price, Mr. Hastings.
He'll treat you right, Ben. I told him about how things was with you and the missus.
If the property is agreeable to Mrs. Cole, I'll pay you $3,000 for it.
$3,000?
Oh, Ben, it's what we prayed for.
Cash, too.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have $1,000 with me now. I'll leave it with you as evidence of good faith. Yeah.
$1,000? Cash?
Well, that isn't necessary, Mr. Cole. Keep the money until you're ready to pay the entire amount.
I'll feel bitter if the money stayed in your hands, Mrs. Hastings.
Yeah, he's scared you'll be tempted by some of them other dudes from the east to sell your farm to them.
Of course, you understand that the sale depends on my wife's approval of your farm. If she feels it won't do, you'll give the $1,000 back to me.
Yeah, I understand, Mr. Cole, and thanks.
I'll let you know tomorrow what our decision is.
I hope your wife approves, Mr. Cole.
And I hope so, too.
What's that?
What's a masked man?
And an Indian.
Oh, Silver, hold. Take that money, Tonto.
Me get it.
What is this?
No, you don't.
It's a holdup.
Keep out of this, Ben.
Shoot him. Don't let him get
Keep
away.
Keep your guns in leather, Hunk, if you don't want to get hurt.
Ooh, you put my hand.
I warned you, Hunk.
The masked man hauled his guns out before Hunk's hands even got to his holsters.
He got cash.
Oh, they've got the money.
Sorry, Mrs. Hastings. You'll understand later that it was done for the best.
You won't get away with this.
We'll have the law on you.
I don't think you will, Cole. Come on, Tonto.
Hey, they're getting away.
Don't let them. Shoot them, Hunk.
I'll show them. Missed.
Oh, Ben. They stole a whole $1,000.
You couldn't help it, honey.
Couldn't help Hunk. It.
Perhaps you'd better take your wife inside the house, Mr. Hastings. She seems upset.
Yeah. Come on, honey. Come on.
Hey,
quiet. Buddy. You want him to suspect something?
Well, it's spoiled already. That masked hombre made away with a whole $1,000.
You've got another $1,000, haven't you?
Nothing doing, Cole. It's my money you're spending.
Never mind. I have another plan.
Yeah?
I'll give them a sealed envelope and tell them there's another $1,000 in cash inside of it.
But you ain't got another $1,000.
I know it. This envelope will contain a few strips from this newspaper I've got in my pocket. Like this.
Say, you know, that's a smart idea.
Yes, I thought you'd appreciate it.
Then we go ahead like we planned?
Yes. Are you sure you can depend on Slim?
Now, don't worry about Slim. He was with me on that bank job. He'll come through.
You'd better. Let's go up the house. I'll make the Hastings promise not to open this envelope.
Yeah. And I'll watch where they put it.
And if everything goes as planned, we ought to own the land and the gold tomorrow.
Then I'm starting a one-man hunt for that masked hombre. And when I catch him, I'll not only get my $1,000 back, but fill his hide with more holes than a spider has legs.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
We'll be right back.
continue our story. That night, when Ben and Tess were asleep, a figure stole from the shadows of their house into a patch of moonlight and stealthily tried the door.
Just as I thought. It's unlocked. Now, let me see. Hunk said they put the envelope in the kitchen table drawer. Damn, blame floorboards make more noise than a nightbird. Here's the kitchen. Darn drawer stuck. Oh, blasted. I pulled too hard. Where's that envelope?
Ben, wake up. Ben, I thought I heard someone in the kitchen.
Oh, they'll find me here in a minute. Where's that envelope? Oh, here it is. Now to hightail it out of here.
What is it, honey?
Ben, someone just ran past our door.
You stay where you are. I'll get my gun. Where's that light?
There he goes, Ben.
I see him. Too late. He got away.
I'll light the lamp. I wonder... Ben.
What?
The table drawer. It's been spilled on the floor.
Yeah. Tess, you don't think...
Ben, if that envelope's gone...
It's gone.
Oh.
Money's gone, Tess. We've been robbed.
$1,000. Ben, what'll we do?
I don't know, Tess. It was that masked man again, I'll bet you.
Mr. Cole lost the money the first time, Ben. But this time, we're the losers.
$1,000.
We gave Mr. Cole a paper. If he decides not to buy the farm, we agreed to pay back the $1,000 he left in our care.
I guess we were born under an unlucky star, honey.
Oh, Ben, don't talk like that. We'll get the money. Some way.
We were planning to buy a piece of bottom land from Saul Lister.
It doesn't seem right, Ben. Folks like Mr. Cole having so much money. And you and I with so little.
I'm going gunning for that mask on me right now.
Oh, Ben, I won't let you. We've lost enough tonight. I won't lose you, too.
But, Tess...
Please, Ben.
All right, honey. Come on. You need some sleep.
Riding away from the house toward town, the outlaw called Slim, patted the envelope he had taken from the Hastings kitchen table, and congratulated himself on his night's work.
Poor Ben. Sure would like to see the look on that fella's face when he finds his envelope missing. I guess Hunk and that fella Cole will think mighty well of us after this night's work, eh, Hoss? Come on, get up there, get up.
Suddenly, from out of the night, he heard thundering hoofs and saw a masked man astride a white stallion streaking toward him across the prairie.
Master Silver!
It wouldn't thunder. Get up, Coyote!
Stop where you are! I want you, Slim!
Come on, horse! Get up there!
Closer, Silver! Right up, Slim, or I'll rope you!
You'll have to catch me first!
Very well! There's the rope!
Yep. Hey, wait!
Oh. Teddy Silver's cutting my bow!
Why, you masked Coyote! You dragged me right out of the saddle!
Easy, big fella. Your horse did that, Slim. You should have stopped when I roped you.
What's the idea, anyway?
You have something I want, Slim. An envelope.
An envelope? You're making a mistake, mister.
No, I'm not. I waited outside of Ben Hastings' house while you took that envelope. Give it to me.
Oh, but it belongs to Hunk Master. I mean...
I know it does, Slim. I'm going to see that Hunk gets it back.
Oh, Scott, hold on a hole.
Glad you caught up with me, Tonto. Our friend here is reluctant to part with the envelope.
Oh, an engine.
He fixed it.
No, wait. Here's the envelope.
Yeah, that's better. Take care of him, Tonto. Riding back to the Hastings farm to put their minds at ease.
Here, Silver.
What do you want with me?
You helped Hunk Masters rob the bank in Colby, didn't you, Slim?
No, you can't pin that on me, mister.
You're lying. Easy, big fella. Now, when I return, I'll show you something that'll change your mind.
You can't scare me.
Have you forgotten the penalty for murder?
Murder? What do you mean?
Aren't you forgetting a guard was killed on that bank job? Somebody must hang for that.
But I didn't do it. I was only keeping watch outside. Hunk shot the guard. Oh, I mean...
Thanks, Slim. That's what I wanted to know. Take him to the camp, Otto.
Well, what are you going to do with me?
We'll take that up when I return. You'll be safe as long as you're with us. When you don't report to Hunk with that envelope, he'll be gunning for you.
But I can explain to him.
Knowing Hunk, he won't give you time. The only way you can protect yourself permanently is to see Hunk jailed.
No, but listen...
All right, big fellow, let's go.
Say, who is that masked hombre anyway?
You find out plenty soon.
Come on, Silver!
Meanwhile, in a back room at the cafe, Hunk Masters and Cole waited impatiently for Slim's return.
Blast Slim. He's had enough time to pull 20, Joe.
What did you expect, Hunk? Hiring him to steal the envelope?
Now lay off, Slim. Until you can be trusted.
What's keeping him, then? It looks to me like he's double-crossed his.
Well, if he has, he's got a surprise coming to him, and he opens that envelope and finds there ain't money in it, like I told him, but just newspaper.
Suppose he didn't steal the envelope at all.
Didn't? Say, I never thought of that. Why, that'd mean...
Now, don't let it upset you. If the envelope is still there, we'll open it to find newspaper and accuse the Hastings of stealing the cash and substituting the paper.
You sure are a slick one, Cole.
Either way, we're sure to own the farm tomorrow.
You know, wait a minute. What if Ben opened that there envelope and saw that there weren't no cash in it?
What if he does? It's my word against his. I've got his signature on this paper whereby he agrees to pay me $1,000 in cash in the event I don't buy his farm.
Yeah, you think of everything, don't you, Cole? Here, have another drink. Yeah, I can hardly wait to get my hands on that gold tomorrow.
Early the next morning, Ben and Tess Hastings heard a knock on their door.
I'll go, Ben.
Well, how do, Mrs. Hastings? Brought Mr. Cole back like he promised.
Good morning, Mrs. Hastings. Is your husband at home?
Why, yes. Won't you come in?
I'd be glad to.
Well, howdy, Ben. Here's Mr. Cole to see you.
Hello, Hunk. Morning, Mr. Cole.
I came to tell you my decision on your farm.
Yeah, we've been expecting you. Did you decide to buy it?
Well, no.
Oh, I see.
I regret I was forced to decide against it. You see, Mr. Hastings, I described the farm to my wife's doctor, and when he learned it was located on a hill, he warned me that living here would aggravate my wife's heart condition.
Why, the doctor's perfectly right, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, we wouldn't think of selling you the farm as long as your wife has a bad heart. Would we, Tess?
Well, now, that's a mighty nice way for them to take the news, ain't it, Mr. Cole?
Yes, I thought they'd be disappointed.
Well, you have to take the bitter with the sweet. Life can't be sugar all the time.
Well, sure. Besides, we didn't have any use for $3,000 anyway, did we, honey?
You sure you slept all right last night, Ben?
Like a top. Why?
Nothing, Mr. Hastings. Mr. Masters thought something might have disturbed you.
Oh, no. We never spent a quieter night in our lives.
Yes. Well, if you'll give me the money I left with you, we'll be on our way.
Sure. I've got the envelope right here.
Well, it is the envelope.
Of course it is, Hunk. Did you expect it wouldn't be here?
Well, I...
Are you sure it's the right envelope, Mr. Hastings?
It's the one you gave me.
Well, why wouldn't it be the right envelope?
Well, I... You see, sometimes these things get mixed up. Do you mind if I open it and see if the money is still there?
If the money was in the envelope when you gave it to us, it'll be there now.
Yes, quite so.
Well, we haven't opened that envelope you gave us, Mr. Cole.
No, I'm sure you haven't, Mr. Hunk.
What is it, Cole?
The money. $1,000 the masked man stole. It's in this envelope.
Well, I don't understand, Mr. Cole. Didn't you expect to find $1,000 in the envelope you gave us to hold?
Yeah, what's eating you two?
If you'll just give us the paper we signed, agreeing to pay you this money if you didn't buy the farm, everything will be settled.
We ain't giving you no paper.
Yes, you are, Hunk.
It's the management again.
And the sheriff.
You're under arrest, Hunk. You too, Cole.
What for?
For trying to swindle Ben and Tess here out of their farm.
No, you're loco, Sheriff. That's the man you want. That masked hombre there, he stole $1,000 in cash from me yesterday.
Is this the money, Hunk?
Yeah, that's it.
Shut up, you fool.
Thanks, Hunk. That's what I wanted the sheriff to hear.
What do you mean?
This cash is all paper money, Hunk. The same as was stolen from the bank in Colby. More important, among the stolen notes was a $100 bill, which was torn and taped across the back. Here's that note.
Where's the rest of the money you took from the bank?
Oh, I lied when I said that was my money, Sheriff. It belongs to Cole here. See? This here paper the Hastings signed says it'll be paid back to him.
Why, you dirty double-crossing. Don't believe him, Sheriff. The money belongs to him.
You can't get out of it, Hunk. And you can't escape the noose that's hanging over your head.
Noose?
For the murder of the bank guard.
No, that wasn't me who killed the guard. It was Slim.
All right, Toto. Turn your prisoner loose.
Slim!
Yeah, Slim. Thought you could hang that bank killing on me, did you? Well, you're too late.
I already told the masked man everything.
You yellow-livered, low-down polecat. If I could get my hands on you...
Shut up, Hunk.
Sheriff, you've no right to arrest me. I wasn't even in town when the bank robbery took place.
I ain't arresting you for that bank robbery, Cole. I'm arresting you for attempted extortion.
But I tell you that it was...
Slim's already confessed how you and Hunk schemed to fleece these here folks out of their farm by hiring him to steal the envelope containing newspapers.
You can't do that.
You knew they didn't have no cash of their own. So you plan to charge him with stealing $1,000 and demand the farm as forfeit when they couldn't pay it.
That's a lie.
In the first place, if the masked man hadn't spoiled your chances of making away with the cash, and in the second place, switching envelopes so as to substitute the money for newspaper, you'd have got away with it.
That's a likely story, Sheriff. What would I want with a rocky, run-down old farm like this?
You wanted the gold you found near the waterway, Cole.
Gold?
Yes, Ben. Hunk discovered a vein of it accidentally. I saw him washing some out on your property and went down to have a look.
Gold? Oh, Ben, now our troubles are over.
Maybe there's enough to buy that piece of bottom land, honey.
All right, you three. Hunk, Cole, Slim. I'm locking you up.
Me help you.
Thanks. Say, stranger, I almost forgot. Hey, where'd that masked hombre go?
Oh, him right back to camp.
Doggone it, I wanted to tell him there's a reward coming to him for the capture of the bank robbers and killer. $1,000.
Oh, that's why him leave. Lone Ranger not want reward. You give cash to young folks. Them maybe buy bottom land.
The Lone Ranger? Well, so that's who that feller is.
Look, he left a silver bullet on the table.
A Lone Ranger. And he's given us a whole $1,000.
Things can't go very far wrong with folks wherever he is, Ben.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Like and rate it in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.